love you just like that, and I can leave you just as fast. But you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I judge you too. No, you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I judge you too. 'Cause I got issues, but you got them too. So give them shit on purpose. You get mad and you break things, feel bad, try to fix things, but you're perfect, poorly wired circuit, and got hands like an ocean, push you out, pull you back in. 'Cause you don't judge me, 'cause if you did, baby, I would judge you too. No, you don't judge me, 'cause you see it from the same point. I got issues, but you got them too. So give them all to me, and I'll give mine to you. Bask in the glory of all our problems, 'cause we got the kind of love it takes to solve. Yeah, I got issues, and one of them is how bad I need you.
I got issues, you.
You.
What? I just heard you. Bro.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Eden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darden.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues. Hey, I'm sorry. My thing is not working, probably because it's not plugged in. Go for it.
So, we are back. Another week, another Wednesday. It's hump day. And we are about to lead into a very exciting weekend. We have a sorority party tomorrow, date night, it's called. And then we have homecoming. Well, I'm going to homecoming, as we've mentioned, and Aiden is going to the hunt, and it's finally here. So that's exciting. If you are hearing some things in the background...
This literally won't work,
unfortunately, this is a school radio station where people tend to mess up all the equipment and not put it back where it's supposed to, so her headphones aren't properly plugged in. Yeah, plug it into there.
No, it's not right.
Yeah, that's...
No, it's not. I don't hear anything. Oh, now I do. Okay. Hi, everyone. Sorry. Okay, so on top of that, my computer is also frozen right now, so that's always great. But welcome back. We're so happy to be talking to you guys tonight. We have a few topics for you. But as Hannah said, this week is actually insane. We have our date night, we have tomorrow night, we have homecoming this weekend in the hunt, and as Big Little is also starting, which is also going to be so much fun, which is basically, it was one of my topics, how crazy our weekend is, but I think it'll be great. I'm really excited. Are you excited, Han?
Yes, I forgot to mention Big Little.
Yeah.
End of a shopping spree. For the girls who are a year younger than us in our sorority, who we are now taking on as our littles, which are just kind of like someone that we really become close with and look out for. And we do a few days where we decorate their bed with fun things that involve our sorority and are personal to them, is about to begin.
Honestly, I've spent so much money these past few weeks and my bank account is not happy, but it's so worth it. We were so spoiled last year and got so much stuff, so I'm so happy I can finally do it and give stuff to my little. But yeah, I think it's gonna be a really fun week, even though I think it's gonna take me hours to decorate the bed.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I'm banking on an hour.
You think an hour?
I don't know. I mean, how long can you really spend?
I mean, streamers and stuff, taping that.
Yeah, that's true.
It's gonna take a while. But yeah, I'm really excited. I think it's gonna be great. And yeah. So that was one of the other topics I wanted to bring up, Han. How do you not spend money in college? What is your number one tip to not spend whatever you want, whenever you want?
Well, I'm probably the worst person to ask about this. I really don't spend money on items. I spend money more on food. Food is a big, it's a big cost for me because I really don't like the food on the campus. I definitely try to eat there for dinner as much as possible, but I tend in the morning to definitely go out and get, like, a brunch meal. So I think one of the best ways to do that is know yourself. Like, okay, you don't eat on campus a lot. Do not get a high meal plan. So then you're spending the money, use the money that you save from not having 21 meals per week to buy food off campus. And then also, I would say, you know, buying clothing and everything is just not worth it because there are so many other girls here that you can ask to borrow from, and usually they are willing to.
Yeah, I agree. I'm like kind of like that. I'm kind of a person who buys a lot of food, but at the same time, I don't really. Okay, caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
How you doing? My name is Mackenzie Curtis-Erb. Just calling in to see a bunch of wonderful listeners out there on my penis. I've been looking for it for a few days.
Sorry, what have you been looking for?
My penis.
I'm sorry, we can't take this call.
Great. Okay, anyway, but recently it's been all big little stuff, and I think this is the first time where I've actually been spending money on things other than food at college.
Yes, definitely.
So it's kind of weird to like check my bank account and be like, I haven't gone out, like, I haven't honestly been out to eat in like a week, but I've still lost hundreds of dollars. But yeah, so I don't know. I'm really excited. I like, honestly, Big Little Reveal was my favorite day of the year. Last year.
Yeah, they are really fun.
Yeah, okay. Oh. So.
Hello.
Hi. What? Okay,
Okay, so moving on.
Yeah.
Another topic, which is, you know, in case anyone was concerned or hoping, Oprah Winfrey is not running for public office.
She was going to?
A lot of people brought it up because there was actually a writer for the New York Post. He's a columnist who said Winfrey is the Democrats' best hope for 2020 since she's such a star. She can take on someone like Donald Trump, who is, I guess, a star. And she said it today, this morning, on CBS This Morning, which her best friend Gayle King hosts. And so that option is off the table.
Wow.
I think she would be a good president, but or politician, but I also think she's better just as a humanitarian.
Wow. Yeah. For sure. No, I didn't know that was even up for discussion. So it's kind of cool. I want to meet Oprah.
Same.
I think she's so cool and she's such an awesome figure.
I follow her on Instagram. It's a good time.
I interned at the Discovery Channel this summer, as we've said a million times in the past, but Discovery Communications owns the Discovery Channel, and another channel that Discovery Communications owns is the OWN Network, and supposedly Oprah goes into the office in New York City all the time, and I was actually up on the OWN, the floor. Like, Discovery Communications is a building, and then each floor kind of is a different channel, but not really. Kind of, some of them are mixed together, but OWN has its own floor, and I was actually up there a lot and never saw her. But a guy who graduated from Lafayette about 8 years ago, I want to say 7 years ago, he works for OWN. He's an account executive for OWN, and I shadowed him for a few hours one of the days, and he said that he went to Oprah's house in Maui for a week to celebrate the opening of one of her shows on her channel.
That's amazing.
Which is unreal. He was showing me pictures. It was unbelievable, but Oprah is an awesome person.
I agree.
Okay, so I'm reading this really crazy article, Hannah.
Yeah.
And I have to talk about it. Okay, so this guy from Utah, he's 18 years old. This happened in April, but the court case is just coming out now. He texted a friend. His name's Joe. So Joe texted a friend, What do you do if you knew a friend was trying to commit suicide? And the friend responded and said, talk them out of it. And instead of being like, okay, like, great, thanks, whatever, the guy responded, the thing is, I want to help kill them. It'd be awesome. Seriously, I'm going to help her. It's like getting away with murder. I'm seriously not joking. It's going down in about a week or two. And this boy helped his 16-year-old friend commit suicide. And his friend was found by a turkey hunter hanging from a tree.
That's so scary.
How scary and sad is that?
I just don't understand. I mean, again, I feel like I say this every week. I don't get who these people are, where they come from.
Yeah. It's unreal. And
did that friend do anything?
I'm still reading, but he was charged with first-degree murder and failure to report the finding of a dead body.
Oh, gosh. Well, this is like the girl a few months ago who was, like, texted her, like, the boy. The girl who texted her guy friend, possibly boyfriend, saying to just kill yourself, just do it, yeah, get back in the car.
So messed up.
It's a similar situation.
Was that, like, last year?
Yeah.
Unreal. And then it says, in two plastic grocery bags lying near the girl's body, authorities found a cell phone and a handwritten suicide note from her with instructions to watch the video on her phone. But it doesn't say what the video was. Wow. And the boy purchased an industrial strength air duster and a rope. And he drove her to the area where she committed suicide and helped her tie it around her neck.
Ugh. That's horrible.
Oh my gosh, the video was... He filmed the death on his cell phone.
That guy is a psychotic. I mean, this could be a possible situation, though, where this man doesn't need jail time. He needs, like, psychiatric help. Because it takes a certain person with a certain issue to be willing to do that. And now we have a caller.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
What if I told you I had a problem, like a really big problem?
That's what we're here for.
I mean, is that something you might be interested in?
Yes. But not anything inappropriate.
No, nothing inappropriate. I mean, I think I have issues, and you know, I mean, I just, is that something you might be interested in?
Yes.
This They hung up.
Awesome. Well, we are this interested is what we're in here issues, for. But oh my gosh.
What?
That is my checkpoint.
You just scared me. I thought there was someone in the door. Where? Is it actually?
Yeah.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, I'm trying to become a shepherd, but I'm not entirely sure I'm put out as a leader.
You want to be a shepherd, like sheep?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. How are you going to go about doing that?
Well, see, I wasn't entirely sure because I'm not sure if I'm really a chosen leader. I've always been kind of a follower of the pack, but I really want to step up and do this. I want to take care of my flock. I just want to know if you guys have any pointers on kind of leadership.
I think you should definitely, A, it's great that you have a goal. B, I think that, you know, you should just focus on your strengths and go after them. So do you feel like you're a pretty confident person?
Yeah, I'd say sometimes I'm a little timid, but I'd say I'm confident. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
I would say you're confident because you're calling in with your issue, which shows a certain strength.
Thank you.
I think being a shepherd would be kind of cool.
And then do you feel like you have ever led something in your life, like a group project or...
That's the thing. I always stand on the sidelines, but I feel like this would be a great opportunity to show what I'm made of.
I think so, too. I think you should really try for this. And you know what? There are so many books out there that can help you with leadership. But the most important thing about being a great leader is to be yourself.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No problem.
You guys are the best. First time caller, by the way.
Bye.
I love your show.
Aw, true fan.
Such a nice call.
That is finally... something we can work with. Okay, so the reason why I said oh my gosh before is because in order to get into our buildings, we need a checkpoint, which is like a key. And I haven't had mine for 2 weeks, and my friends keep yelling at me, and I said I refuse to buy one. It will show up. And I just found it in this radio station, so... there you go.
Hannah, I'm sorry, but I'm not over this story.
It's a very creepy story.
Do you want to hear what else?
Yes.
As he was recording, he kept asking her questions, like, to see, like, when she died, and said, thumbs up if you're okay. And she obviously wasn't putting her thumb up.
Oh, my gosh.
And then he told police after they arrested him that he wanted the rope for sentimental value.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, is he psychotic?
Yes, this is what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh, I'm not over it. It's actually insane. Wow, okay. So, another topic, actually. So, Michaela Maroney is a female gymnast that actually...
oh, I saw this.
Was part of that like Fab Five group,
mm-hmm. for the Olympics
in 2012, and because of these, obviously you guys have seen these hashtags of Me Too on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything about victims of sexual assault. She came forward today and said that her gymnastics, what's the word?
Her doctor
has been sexually assaulting her since the age of 13.
Yeah, that doctor, I believe, is the same one that other girls within the Olympics have accused of sexual assault. So I believe she's just now coming out with it.
So she's just coming out with it now. She said it's been happening for years. And the gymnastics team doctor's name is Larry Nassar.
Yeah. The Hollywood gymnastic dancer scene... I just feel like there is such a creepy part of it. You know, it involves a lot of like showing your body and being out there. And then I feel like there have been so many incidents, and along with this Me Too, which I was going to bring up, which is a hashtag on social media that is basically like, the point of it is, if all women who have been sexually harassed or assaulted wrote Me Too as a status, we might give people a sense of the magnitude of the problem. So a lot of people have been doing this. Actress Alyssa Milano began the movement, and some people just write the hashtag. Other people add like Me Too and describe what happened to them. And I think it's a really powerful movement for people who have done it, because I've definitely seen so many, and it just makes me think, like, this happens every day. It happens everywhere. And in all fields. I have another topic on sexual harassment, because since the Harvey incident came out, which we discussed last week, women have just kind of, the gates have been open to saying, this is, like, has happened to me too.
Yeah. So she wrote an open letter. I'm pretty sure she posted on Twitter. And it said, basically, it doesn't describe the specific actions that happened, but she said that, I'm trying to find it. For me, the scariest end of my life happened when I was 15 years old. I'd flown all day and night with the team to get to Tokyo. He'd given me a sleeping pill for the flight, and the next thing I knew, I was all alone with him in his hotel room getting a treatment.
That is so—
imagine if you're 15 years old and that happened.
No.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi. I've been struggling with some issues with, like, my sexuality lately, and I was wondering if you could help me talk through it a bit.
Sure.
So I come from, like, a very religious family, and I've been dealing with trying to come out to my parents and my family as asexual, which is just kind of, like, it's not gay, so, like, it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't really know, like, do you have any strategies for, like, talking to people about such a serious issue?
I would definitely find the people that you feel most comfortable with and approach them about it. Are you in college right now?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I feel like if I were in this situation, the way I would do it is first see a counselor, since they're offered and they're free, just to, like, say it once and put it out there and see if they have any advice. And then I would definitely go to the people that I'm most comfortable with first. And I think that the more you say it, the more comfortable you become with it. And you'll see how many people are totally going to be behind you and supporting you. And that'll just give you complete confidence to be yourself.
Yeah, that's awesome. So yeah, so just talk to people and just be open about it.
Yes.
Have you told your friends yet?
No, I haven't told anyone.
I think I would start with friends first then, and then make your way to family, because I feel like since you're with your friends, especially in college, all the time, I think they're obviously going to be so understanding, but I think it'll give you a little more confidence to talk to your family about it.
All right, awesome. Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Bye.
Back to Michaela Maroney. But imagine being a 15-year-old and waking up in a hotel room.
No. I mean, that is just so creepy. And
what grade is 15?
The fact that this is just coming out now is what I don't understand. Like, how... I mean, maybe she felt pressure from her organization. It would look bad on her.
Yeah. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, I've been kind of going through, like, a identity crisis recently, and I just kind of need you know, to kind of talk this out right now.
Okay, what's up?
People here call me, you know, Zaddy, but I would much rather be you know, called Daddy. I think it's highly inappropriate.
Well, I mean, why don't you just tell them that you want to be called Daddy?
Who knows?
Wait, why do they call you Zaddy to begin with?
They say it's the street correct name of Daddy. I have no clue.
But you don't like it?
No, I don't like it.
Okay, I would definitely go. I would definitely talk to them about it and be like, I'd rather be called Daddy than Zaddy.
No, I think you actually messed up. I wanted to be called Lord Daddy.
Lord Daddy.
Well, whatever you want to be called, just let them know what you want to be called.
I love. Thank you.
Of course.
Have a good night.
You too.
Great. Awesome.
So many people calling in.
Thank you guys so much for the love and support.
Illy.
Oh, God. But I don't know how people do this. Or not do this. I don't know how people... It's unreal.
It's definitely an ongoing situation. And as I said before, like, the magnitude is becoming extremely known. We have a caller.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi. Yeah. You know, I've been liking this girl for a while now, and we've been seeing each other for a while, and we had a bit of a sexual interaction the other day, and I realized that she wasn't actually a girl, and she was a man, and I'm just not really sure how to feel about that. Not sure if I'm okay with it. I was wondering if you guys could help me talk through that.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know how I would feel in that situation if the opposite occurred to me, because I would definitely want that person to be open with me. And at the end of the day, like, I feel like that's your choice of what, how you feel about that, and that's fine. But, I feel like you should definitely know.
You should definitely talk to them about it.
I feel like that's the kind of thing that should probably come up on the first date. Like, hey, you know, like, I'm actually not a girl, I'm a guy.
I think...
But I don't know.
I think the reason why they kept it from you is to try to give... They wanted to get a chance. Does that make sense? Like, instead of just... I feel like if they said that right off the bat, people judge them for that.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe I should give them a chance.
Yeah.
Maybe you should. The other thing is that... happens with transgender people is, like, especially you as a guy, it's very scary because someone like you could actually become extremely angry by that person, and like extreme, like, I don't know, not to be extreme, but really bad situations have come up by that. Like,
I can imagine.
So, anything else?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, call back if you need any more advice.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, so next topic. Hannah, what are we going to be for Halloween?
Ooh. So I'm going to be a crazy cat lady.
Are you actually?
It's going to be a good time.
By yourself?
Well, anyone can join me.
Why are you going to be a crazy cat lady?
I don't know. I love it.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
It's going to be so ugly.
I have no idea what I want to be.
You could be a ghost.
Okay, no. I'm trying to... I actually don't know what I want to be.
Do you want to be a character or something original?
I don't know. Well, I know we have an angels and devils themed party. One night.
That'll be fun. I have devil's ears for that.
I don't know. What else should we be? I really have to think about it. So, we're taking ideas for Halloween costumes. If you have an idea, call in 610-330-5316. I have actually no idea what to be for Halloween. Actually, I think a lot of people don't know what to be. I feel like Halloween this year kind of came up on us, like, out of nowhere.
Yeah, it did.
You know? So yeah, if anyone has any ideas.
Do you know that many colleges are actually issuing costume guidelines this year?
You're kidding.
So no one's offended. Yeah. And actually last year at Lafayette College, a huge issue came up with that. So I wonder if there'll be guidelines here.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi. I'm just really trying to figure out what I should be this year for Halloween.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
So, like, I've been like a slutty cop for the past 4 years.
I think it's time to get a new one.
I mean, it's been a hit lately. And you just throw in, you know, the little porn stash, and people seem to love it.
Oh, my.
So, do you want to keep going
I need to change it up?
I mean, like, it might be time.
I just feel like there are many other options, but maybe something like a bloody fireman could be the move this year, you know?
Oh, I thought you were saying bloody.
No, slutty.
Okay, no, don't use that word.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, then I'm thinking maybe something more along the lines of a pumpkin.
Just a normal pumpkin?
Yeah, just a big round pumpkin, or would that be...
No, go for it. If you want to be a pumpkin, be a pumpkin.
Would it be too much? Too orange?
No, I think a pumpkin is a great option for this year. It's definitely going to be a huge difference from years past, so you'll surprise everyone.
Maybe I'll go pumpkin or a squash, maybe a zucchini, just something vegetable in season, you know, maybe a stalk of corn, something like that.
I love it. Celebrating the farmers of the United States.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Of course.
Appreciative eye on this.
No problem.
Have a good night. We have another caller.
This is You've Got Issues. What's your issue?
Hi, this is Matilda. I have a problem with hair.
Oh my God, Matilda, let us know.
Well, every razor I try just doesn't get take care of it up and down my legs.
Ugh, that's so annoying. Do you know what you should do?
All the way from my toes straight up to my gooch, it doesn't go away.
Do you know what you should do?
What should I do?
You should definitely buy men's razors because they're sharper and cheaper, and it will do wonders for you.
Wow. What if it cuts me there, though?
Shaving cream.
I don't know.
I don't use men's razors, but a lot of my friends do, and they all love them.
Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Awesome. Just for you guys listening out there, if you want a little score update, it's 4-0 Yankees, bottom of the sixth, 0-0, two outs with a man on second and third. I'm pretty hyped. Hannah, are you hyped?
I mean, considering that I'm a Yankee fan through my family, I guess, but...
Oh my God, I'm so hyped. A lot of people were there yesterday at the game that I had on Snapchat.
Yeah, my best friend was there.
No way. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I would have paid so much money to go. I love watching the Yankees. But yeah, so if the Yankees win this game, they're up in the series 3-2, and they go to Houston to play game 6, which would be so exciting. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
And now, Your Highness, we will discuss the location of your hidden rebel base.
Not sure what that was, but it's okay. We're going to keep going. Han, do you have any topics that you want to talk about?
Yes. Wait, just a little more on that Halloween thing. So, schools are now putting into place, like University of Texas, a checklist to create better themes and costumes. Why are we considering this theme? Is it about a current subculture? And other questions. And so, you know, this kind of brings... I think it's funny. Colleges, I think, are pretty contradictory. Because we go from Oh, here's other questions. How does this theme align with our organization's values? Is the theme or costume referring to a living culture or people? Think and talk about our plan. Have we consulted with experts? Is it educational? And so they go from freedom of speech, freedom of expression. What else? Freedom, you know, to just kind of do whatever you want. And now here's these costume guidelines, which, I mean, I totally see, like, why they are a thing. But at the same time, I'm like, do we really need a poster and pamphlet on it? No. I mean, people are still going to dress up in however they want, I think. I don't think that these pamphlets are really going to stop them unless there are rules put down. but this issue definitely came up last year. And the other point I have to make is stores are selling the costumes. So why don't we take this problem to the root of it, which are the creators of these costumes?
Interesting. Yeah, Lafayette did have a little problem with that last year, but
We move on.
It's okay. But it's not just like our school that has had problems with it in the past. It's a lot of schools. But everyone learns, and it's okay. I'm trying to think. I had my lip. Okay. This is You've Got Issues. What's your issue?
Bonnie is here. He is here.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Like, either talk to us or don't call us.
No. No. No, Captain. No!
What? I have fun news, good news.
What?
Duchess of Cambridge, a.k.a. Kate Middleton.
She's expecting in April.
Yeah, she's expecting to have her baby in April, which is going to be a boy, and that will make him the fifth in line for the throne.
Fifth in line, a.k.a. never getting the throne. Yeah,
which puts Prince Harry farther down the line.
Why?
Because it's the kids of Prince William.
Oh.
And then...
I thought it was Prince Harry if Prince William ever passed away.
No.
It's Prince William's kid?
Yeah.
Who's like six.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe like he would have some... I don't know the exact rules. I'm sure he wouldn't actually, but...
I'm Googling it.
It's very complicated.
No, I don't think it's complicated, actually. I think it's just the son. It's the first son on the throne. I'm pretty sure, isn't it?
No, women no longer have... The son is the first child, but as of 2011, women have that are on the line have the same...
So it's the first... It's the oldest child.
Yeah, it's the oldest child, and then... the second child, but if the oldest child is a daughter, she can still be the queen because they changed that policy in 2011, allowing them to have equality.
Wait, can you explain to me the family tree again? So William and Harry's father used to be married to Princess Diana.
Right. And
but Princess Diana married into it. It's Prince William's grandma on his dad's side is Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth.
Okay. Well, Prince George of Cambridge, a.k.a. Prince William's son, is four. So if anything ever happened to him, his son is 4 years old.
Yes. It would be like the Egyptian.
Wait, it says he is third in line.
Yeah, because Prince William's father.
Oh, Prince William isn't the king.
No.
Right now. It's his father is.
No, he's still a prince too.
I know, but he could be king.
He will be king.
But I'm saying Prince William's father is the king now.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Another update on the Yankees. Still 4-0. Top of the seventh.
Thanks for the update.
Oh, I have to keep the fans notified, guys.
I have more news.
What's up?
I, of course, had to throw a little Kardashian in there really quickly.
Oh, God.
Blac Chyna is now suing the Kardashian family, alleging they are to blame for axing of her reality TV show. And this whole situation's a wreck because basically
Kylie has her own... Wait, who has their own show now?
Kylie.
Oh, I knew that. Okay. I don't watch any of those.
So what happened is that Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian were together and they had a show together. They are no longer together. Yet she is saying that the Kardashians took away her show. It's like, your show was about you being a couple. And E! Even said, no, we didn't take away the show because of that. We were questioning whether we would have the show next year.
Yep.
Because you guys weren't even together while we were doing season one.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hey, who is it?
Who is this?
No
No, it's still a video playing.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
I actually thought we got someone from the Easton area to call us.
Okay, remember when the jail called us?
Yeah, good times.
Good times, actually, though.
So, yeah, and Rob Kardashian also sued Blac Chyna for abuse, but Blac Chyna's lawyer says he's a foot taller than her. How could she ever be the abuser? Which I don't think is really a great point to be making. But once again, the Kardashians have drama that only the Kardashians would have and keeping us all entertained. I actually noticed this morning that, I swear, if this is another recording.
They hung up.
I actually noticed this morning that on my Snapchat discovery page, which is a section of Snapchat that gives you all the news, they were like in every single outlet. Like, the Kardashians are doing this. People Magazine, not New York Times. Cosmo, like all of these different sections. And I was like, they really just take over the media.
Yep.
I think what helps is, of course, there are so many of them. Then I have some news on Trump. So
did you hear what he said to the military,
that's
mom?
What I'm talking about.
Crazy.
So President Trump, well, there's two parts to this. President Trump offered a Gold Star father $25,000 in a condolence call and said he would establish an online fundraiser for the family. But according to the father, he received a letter from Trump, which included no check. Now, the White House came out with a statement saying the check is in the mail. Enough with, like, the fake news, of course. In quote, the check has been sent. It's disgusting that the media is taking something that should be recognized as a generous and sincere gesture made privately by the president and using it to advance the media's biased agenda. Which came after the Post had already reported on this. So, I don't know. I think, you know, probably was reported. And then they were like, oh, shoot, we have to send out this check. And the reason why Trump had said this on the phone is because the when the child died, his ex-wife, who is listed as the son's beneficiary, is expected to receive the Pentagon's $100,000 death gratuity, while the father is poor. So Trump was offering that. I don't really know what happened. Did you want to talk about the mother?
You can talk about it if you want. Okay, basically, I can just summarize it. Basically, the mother's husband died in battle in Afghanistan, and President Trump called her and basically had no sympathy for her and said he knew what he was getting into. So then he's denying any claim that he said that to her.
Yeah. And he's saying that there are other people in the room at the time who heard him. And they say that he didn't say that either. But again, who really knows what happens in there and outside? You know, on one hand, you have a lot of people who are crazy. And then on another hand, you have people in the White House who just come up with things. So,
yep.
Media news, Chelsea Handler announces that she is ending her show on Netflix, which she tweeted about. And so if you didn't know, she had a show on Netflix called Chelsea. And it was a weekly show that just kind of had her going on different adventures. And the comedian said she is now going to be focusing on grassroots political action, but still will be working with Netflix on a documentary that shows her working with these grassroots and all different types of people with different religions and ethnicities. So, probably just, you know, moving on to another project. Football news, following up with what we talked about a few weeks ago with the football players kneeling. Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore claims that professional athletes kneeling during the national anthem is against the law. And he said, it's against the law. You know that? It was an act of Congress that every man stand up and put their hand over their heart. Yep. That's the law. If they didn't have it there, it would just be tradition. But this is law. If we disobey this, what else are we going to disobey?
Yep.
Ironically enough, he didn't mention that he was suspended in 2016 for the remainder of his term after ordering Alabama judges to enforce the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling, the law of the land, a.k.a., on same-sex marriage. So, he's not much of a rule follower either.
Yep.
I have another thing to bring up. This weekend, I participated. Well, I didn't participate. I actually helped out at Richard's Run, which is a run in my town that happens every year, and it's for the foundation Go for the Goal. A great family in my town, the Buffa family, runs it, and this family was hit by cancer twice, two people in their family, and they created this foundation because of that, and with their connections and family members being doctors, they were able to really establish it, and it has grown into this national organization that helps children with pediatric cancer and their families. So definitely look into them. They're a great cause and have made a huge difference in a lot of people's lives. What's another topic to discuss? I have others. Okay, well, the fires in California continue to rage on. And now there are, unfortunately, 42 people who have died because of them. This is just insane. It keeps growing. And it seems unstoppable. And another thing that I read about today, which I discussed last week, are the fire retardants, which help just kind of like, I think it helps like oxygen. It makes less oxygen in the air, I believe. But the chemicals within that actually also help grow vegetation, which is dangerous for water areas, because what happens is if it drops into, let's say, a river, that will make the plants in the water grow, the algae, which will then take away oxygen from the fish. So it's not dangerous to humans, it's not dangerous to the forests, but it is dangerous to sea life. So that's definitely something they look out for, and there is a law that says you can't be within this many feet of a water area, so that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But hopefully the situation will get better, especially as winter is coming.
Agreed. And I just want to talk about real quick, so I had to do my, I had to do a assignment on the glass elevator that was supposed to be built at Lafayette that connected the Eastern community and the college campus, and I got an email from someone I've been waiting for an email from for like 2 weeks now, and it has been put on hold for at least 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Probably because they're trying to do other projects at this time that continue to not work out.
He said they're doing other projects right now, so they're waiting.
Yeah.
For future, aka when we're not here anymore, so it's not going to matter.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, Lafayette College is going through a lot of change right now. They're trying to expand the class sizes and, well, not class sizes, really like the school, the population within the school, how many students attend Lafayette. And with that comes a need for more buildings, more space to eat, more space to sleep, more space to do work. So that is what they're working on right now. But every time I feel like they try to take a step forward, someone makes them take a step back. And meanwhile, they continue to allow more students into the school. So we'll see how that works out. I think what makes Lafayette so special partly is the size of the school. But it still seems like the size that they are thinking about growing to, where they want to get to, is still relatively small to many other universities.
Yep.
You just made me think of an article that I wrote for this week about the Rohingya crisis in Myanmar. For those of you who don't know, there is a basically right now what's happening is that Muslim people in Myanmar who live in this area called Rakhine State are being forced out of their homes, killed. There's been mass burnings. Basically, they're creating wildfires where these people live on purpose to get them out of the country. And a lot of them are fleeing to Bangladesh, where they are just 600,000 of them, to be specific, where they are just living in camps, in makeshift homes, and only 30,000 of them are refugees, are considered actual refugees. And a lot of people around the world don't actually know that this is even an issue. I mean, I definitely had no idea that this was going on until I went to a talk about it at Lafayette, where two professors spoke about it. But, it's not at the forefront of the U.S. media. It's underreported because it's not happening in Europe. But a great point that they brought up about it, the professors, is that just because it's not an issue for us right now doesn't mean it's not going to be an issue for us in the future. And we have to make sure that we definitely are paying attention to these people, because one day everything's okay, and then the next, I feel like that's kind of what happened to us with Syria. No one was talking about it, and now it's like one of our biggest issues. There's just so many refugee issues happening right now. People are losing their homes.
Yep.
And interestingly enough, the de facto leader there is a Nobel Peace Prize winner, and she's a Democratic leader, and she's the first Democratic leader. She's walking kind of a tightrope right now because she feels like if she backs out and isn't the leader anymore, no one will continue on with this democratic leadership. I say that in quotes. But to the rest of the world, she already has blood on her hands. So we'll see what happens with that. And I hope all the best. And just to definitely make sure you guys stay aware of global issues that aren't always right in the news.
It's a really interesting topic, though, Han.
Thank you. Look for it in the newspaper this Friday. The Lafayette.
Oh, yeah. When is The Bachelorette comeback? Or The Bachelor?
I have no idea. Probably, in January.
Love that show. Well, I'm going to try to go to one of the live shows for it.
Oh, when you're in California?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be fun. Do you know how to do that?
You have to sign up and do all this stuff. I'm starting to make a list of the stuff I'm going to do. I want to go on all the game shows, and I want to go on Fear Factor.
Can you?
Set up online to pick you, but...
Yeah.
Yep. Yankee fans, it's 5-0. Someone just hit a home run. Oh my gosh, who just hit a home run? I wish I gave you updates on the website with Oh my god, I think it was Aaron Judge.
All right, way to go, Yanks.
Go Yankees.
That means my brother's happy.
Do you have anything else to say, Han?
Nope, that's it for tonight.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening.
And calling.
We actually may not be here next week because we have our big little reveal. So not sure what the timing of that is going to be, Han, but
yeah,
we'll figure it out next week. But we'll let you guys know. Thank you so much for all the callers calling in. We appreciate it. And thank you guys so much for listening. You just listened to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darty.
And you just listened to You've Got Issues. Thanks, guys.
Bye.